Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Hey, 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 happy weekend. And if, you know, birthdays, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Also, we'll be going over celebrity birthdays. And if you're getting married this weekend, like my former Mark mentor, Whitney Dennis of Louisiana, congratulations. And have a happy, happy wedding. To each and every one of you, to Whitney and her soon-to-be new husband, and then they're relocating, going to a whole other state, to Tennessee. So just sending so much love to my former Mark mentor, and still my Avon peer and Mark peer, Whitney Dennis. Mark has transitioned into being a separate entity and been a part of Avon. So check out my new website. Have to plug it, myavon.com/BethWilliams. But big shout out to Whitney Dennis and also my new sales leader with Avon, Mary Polk, and my district manager, Charlotte Hogue. We're having an awesome meeting next week, and regional sales managers coming in town. And so I love it. You know, that should be so cool and so neat. But again, this is Friday edition. Last week we had a blast. Again, I thank Pianki and Ebony Empress for calling in last Friday as we discussed the images of black males and females. Today, same topic, but overall, what are our viewpoints? What are your viewpoints? That's the name of the show, Viewpoints Regarding Images of Today's Society. And we've been seeing so many stories regarding images of different types of different people, places, and things, right? I mean, I live in the state of Mississippi. Mississippi has a checkered past. I don't know what state doesn't have a checkered past, but, of course, Mississippi has been a big part of civil rights, and then not to mention the Reconstruction era in the 1800s. But, you know, it's a beautiful state. There's the beautiful images, then there's the, you know, the not-so-beautiful images of the state of Mississippi. That's the same thing for the whole country. And now with different cases, you know, we're like rethinking, wait a second, what's the image of America's legal and justice system? You know, and you know, I can't really pinpoint just a case because there's different, we're always experiencing different situations with the image of America. There's the economy, you know. There's always good news and bad news. There's always a good image, a not so good image. We as individuals, every day, we have to deal with our own self perceptions and the perceptions of others. You know, and that's one thing that I've always loved about psychology classes. You know, you always go through that study of, you know, how we perceive ourselves, how others perceive ourselves, how we really are, you know. And so what are your thoughts, you know, with the Paula Deen case of situation that had happened within the past couple of months? You know, she's going through this image situation, and those of us that are fans and supporters of Paula Deen, I love me some Paula Deen, you know. So, you know, how do we deal with images, and how do we reinvent ourselves? When it comes to images. Now, Anthony Weiner, he's going through a repeat situation of dealing with image. And image can hurt us, can make or break us. You know, his career, political career, is on the line regarding that. Maybe he come, you know, he and his wife are being open and honest. So that probably has happened his image. you know, but what's the substance of that image? So let's talk about that. And like always, I love to share, like, articles or whatever, and I love it when you call in and talk about topics of images. Some of us have our cities, like Detroit. That's a perfect example of Detroit trying, you know, they're filing bankruptcy and have filed bankruptcy and hoping to rebuild. And I know as I was a little girl growing up, Detroit, like one of my favorite cities I never visited. I had family members that lived in Detroit. And have some still in Detroit and friends in Detroit and some that are from Detroit. I'm mayor. I'm newly elected mayor, you know, from Michigan, Detroit area. You know, so we have this, Detroit was, to me, was like a mega city. You know, the Motor City, Motown City, and, you know, if a city like that can go through that, just imagine what medium-sized cities and smaller cities can go through. And so with small cities, small towns, big cities, all go through image situations. So they're dealing with my image situation and how are we viewing that, you know? And I don't, I'm not alone when it comes to, you know, hey, and it's like some of my favorite entertainers, like current, Eminem and Kid Rock and others are from Detroit. Aretha Franklin have never moved away from Detroit. So, you know, it's like a, that city had always been like a poster child city to me of a successful city in America. And now to see it going through that, you know, it's just, okay, wow. You know, and that's way more than image. That's, you know, it's like, wow. But again, thank you for tuning in to this morning's show. I'm using my broadcast on my landline, but my landline is in use right now, so I'm on the on one of my cells on one of my Androids. So I hope the reception is good. But hey, whatever's hot on your topic, it's like sports. I've been keeping up with sports. I see Mike and Mike. They are at the Patriots training camp right now, broadcasting in the rain. So that, I caught a little bit of that. My television's tuned real low on Morning Joe, and they've been, when Mika said they had a lot of stories to talk about, wow, and they've been talking about a lot of stories. But again, hey, happy Friday, happy weekend, and thank you for tuning in to Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's afternoon live broadcast discussing the Royal Couple and the Royal Bundle of Joy, George Alexander Lewis. Thank you, and here's more music.
I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love you, kid. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. As you go away, I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. High, oh, to me, now I'm sitting in my backyard just so. I was just acting way too hard. Could I have you, baby? Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Should I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I'd never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter. Should have, could have, would have, if I knew back then what I know right now.
Could have, would have done that time. Well, yeah, yeah.
Should have, could have, would have.
Now I'm writing you this letter. Would have done better.
Woo! Claire Graham featuring Prince this morning. Welcome to the Friday edition. It's the weekend, baby. I know I'm not alone when I say I love the weekend. Hey, I just received this email from HuffPost Lifestyle, and this is really a good topic for Monday, you know, when we really talk, go all in and talking healthy. But, you know, this is also a day we talk sports and sports, fitness and health is part of that. And it's always good to share some good, healthy lifestyle advice on every day. And this article is about being vegan. I know a lot of my friends and a lot of listeners of the show are vegans or, you know, vegetarians. And this says that this article from HuffPost, UK edition, UK lifestyle section, reads that, can a vegan diet make you look 10 years younger? And, you know, I am one that loves fat. Even when I was a kid, I seeked anti-aging everything. but go on with the article. Most of us wouldn't give up melted cheese, oh, my God, or roast chicken, even if it meant your skin got the bounce and sheen of a preteen. This is an interesting one. But how about a vegan diet for your face? According to facial maven and ethical beauty entrepreneur Clay Ilua, the secret of great skin is feeding your epidermis on a wholesome diet, de-stressing and giving it regular exercise by massaging out the wrinkles. If you do that, you'll never need a plastic surgeon. Ilua specializes in natural facelifts using Indian and Japanese massage. Oh, I am a proponent of massaging. You know, I'm going to school soon. I was hoping this August, that was one of my gifts to myself to be in school for my birthday as an esthetician. And it's one thing that I am loving and can't wait. So learn and be trained regarding how we can maintain and appear youthful, you know, truly. So I can't wait to learn different techniques. But to go on, Reiki and reflexology for pressure points on the face to naturally lift and contort your skin. Think Miranda Kerr, not Donatella Versace. And then they show in a picture, Claire Iluka is an award-winning ethical beauty entrepreneur and beauty therapist. And her London studio near Baker Street backs onto a high-end health food store. And I feel more virtuous already, the writer says. Iluka says everything from a diet to lifestyle. The writer is speaking as the writer because that's how the article was written. Iluka assessed everything from my diet to my lifestyle, connecting my occasional tendency for breakouts on my cheeks to sugar craving, and giving my advice on my caffeine-fueled dark rings under my eyes. If you massage your skin every day, you can massage out the lines. And yes, and something that as a beauty expert and a beauty consultant, that's my youth. And when you're massaging your face, it's always good to go in an upward motion. Really, it really helps a lot to keep your skin firm. If you massage your skin every day, you can massage out the lines without any need for any plastic surgery. Iluka tells me she begins with a reflexology inspired neck and shoulder massage. The love of stress I'm harboring in my shoulders from my heavy bag and overly enthusiastic yoga poses aren't just painful, but they are giving me wrinkles. She says it's the best excuse of regular massages I've heard. She then works on lymphatic drainage, gently tapping the skin to ease the blood flow and return the rosiness to my cheeks. An Indian and Swedish inspired massage for my face follows, Iluka's fingertips gently rolling down and across my cheeks and face. Now it's time to chisel off all the grime of the tube, clinging like film to my face. Iluka uses a gel-based cleanser to exfoliate, stripping away the dead skin. It's Italian olive granules that are doing the hard work, not a facial ingredient I've heard of before. I was nervous about the moisturizing mask that Iluka suggested next. Thick moisturizers have tended in the past to dry my pores, which overreact by breaking out in deep red spots. She proffers a cow, cocoa, and clay offering. Its ingredients sound like the kind of smoothie my boyfriend makes before he goes for a run, but on my face it feels surprisingly light. And then they show a picture of a mask that she uses, a luxury therapy spa. And then it goes on that I'm not sure I left looking 10 years younger, but I'm not sure I'll want to. My skin was pretty terrible age 16, but when I did stride back outwards towards Baker Street, I could still feel the goodness in the products working away, tingling beneath the surface. A day later, my skin still had that good kind of firmness, the kind you only get after a weekend of sleeping in and fresh air, a good deal longer than other facials I've tried, no red or dryness noticeably. I don't think I'm ready to give up eating camembert, but veganism will hopefully keep my face frozen in time for the next 20 years with no need to have it frozen with Botox. And then they go on to say that a mini facial for 35 minutes in the consultation costs, I'm assuming, $45, 45 pounds. And a full facial 60 minutes in the consultation is 75 pounds. And that's what I'm guessing. You can book at Lady Claire Iluka and email her at AskLady, CLAREELUK.com, or call 0800-612-0928. I'm going to send her an email. But sounds good. Sounds awesome. But this is an email that I had just received, and I was like, why? Let me go ahead and share this email right quick, and I'm glad I did. Some of you that visit England might have checked out her place of business before. And my friends in England, if you haven't been there, I guess check it out. But if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Today is, and I don't want to get emotional, But today would have been my late brother, whom I talk about a lot, Christopher's birthday. He would be turning 55 today, so sending birthday love and hugs to my brother, who nine years my senior. When he passed away, I was 14 and he was 23. And so just sending much love to my brother on this day of July 26th, his 55th birthday. Love you so much, big bro. Also, you're not alone if today is your birthday, because guess whose birthday it is also? Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey's 54th birthday is today. I love Kevin Spacey. Marjorie Lord, actress, maker of the Daddies, 95. I only dream of living to be 95. Bob Lilly, football Hall of Famer, 74. Darlene Love, R&B singer, actress, 72. Today is Mick Jagger's birthday. Yay! Rock singer, Rolling Stone, 17. Mom and I was talking about his age the other day. We was putting together like Rod Stewart, Mick Jagger, and a couple others. We was trying to figure out their ages. We guessed right. Mick Jagger's birthday, he's age 70. Didn't realize his birthday was actually today. Meg McConnell, former director of National Intelligence, 70. Roger Taylor, oh my God, I love me some Queen. Rock musician, Queen, 64. Susan George is 63 today. Dorothy Hamill, who looked fantastic on Dancing with the Stars, right? She's 57. Sandra Bullock, another fave of mine, is 49. Jeremy Piven is 48, actor of Entourage. Now, these are Leos, fellow Leos. What's up, Leos? Chris Harrison, TV host of The Bachelor. He's 42. Kate Beckinsale, actress, 40, and amazing, beautiful, talking about youthful. Helen Mirren is 68 years young today, so happy birthday to some of our favorite celebrities also. And on this day in 1953, Fidel Castro began his revolt against Fulgencio Batista with an unsuccessful attack on an army barracks in eastern Cuba. I was just trying to say, you guys just can't imagine how I was about to pronounce that. 1788, New York became the 11th state to ratify the Constitution. And then in 1856, playwright George Bernard Shaw was born in Dublin, Ireland. And in 1945, Winston Churchill resigned as Britain's prime minister after his conservatives were soundly defeated by the Labour Party. He was succeeded by Clement Attlee. 1947, President Harry S. Truman signed the National Security Act, creating the Department of Defense, the National Security Council, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And then in 1948, President Harry S. Truman signed executive orders prohibiting discrimination in U.S. armed forces and federal employment. And then in 1952, Eli E. Stevenson was nominated for president by the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. 1956, Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser nationalized the Suez Canal. And Teamsters President Jimmy Hoffa and six others were convicted of fraud and conspiracy in the handling of a union pension fund. And that happened in 1964. Apollo 15 was launched on a manned mission to the moon, 1971. The House of Representatives reprimanded Representative Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts, for ethics violation, and that occurred in 1990. And also in 1990, President George H.W. Bush signed into law the Americans with Disabilities Act. Have you guys seen George H.W. Bush? He's like wearing a Tupac hairstyle. Shaved all of his hair off in respect and in honor of one of his security guards' son who has cancer. I'm sure you guys know about that because that's been all over the news. 1990, again, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that a young woman later identified as Kimberly Vergalis of Florida had been infected with the AIDS virus, apparently by her dentist. Yeah, I remember that. A lot of people freaked out when that occurred. 2000, a federal judge approved a $1.25 billion settlement. The between Swiss banks and more than a half million plaintiffs who allege the banks have hoarded money deposited by Holocaust victims. And then in 06, a jury in Houston found Andrea Yates. That's one case that I think about often. A jury in Houston found Andrea Yates not guilty by reason of insanity in the drowning of her children in a bathtub. In the second trial, she faced on the charges she was committed to a state mental hospital. Now, that right there was a sad case. To me, she was, you know, sad what she did to her kids, but she was an overworked housewife, in my opinion. Overworked and overworked housewife, in my opinion. I'm just going to leave it at that. Today is a special day in Mississippi. It is a tax-free day. And I was just watching on Channel 16, WPT News, where they have a lot of information regarding the sales tax day on their website. And I'm sure the other media outlets here also have it on theirs also. I'm looking at an advertisement I received from Adidas in regard to this being a sales tax day in Mississippi. And really, if you buy an item, it's my understanding, if you buy certain items under $100, you will not be charged tax. It's certain items, so when you're shopping, make sure that you know this and make sure to get those good deals, because sometimes the tax is the problem, right? So this is a good day to be shopping certain items. So so check it out, most definitely. I'm just passing through a few emails, seeing if there's anywhere. There's a lot. There's some news I'm going to be sharing. Health news I'll be sharing on Monday. But I'm going to check my I'm not looking at the studio screen, so I'm going to head to the studio screen in the chat room quickly and play a couple more songs and continue to talk about the image. You know, what's going on with certain images. You know, you can talk about your image and the importance of your image, you know, just, you know, the images of today's society. You know, the good, the not so good, and the in between. But thank you to those of you that have been networking with me. Shout out to those who got together on last night, Pam Greer and many from the community regarding the prayer vigil held for the two young men who murdered this past Saturday. And I know murders are happening everywhere in small communities, large communities. And so we all just have to continue praying for world peace, right? And praying to the Lord for our own protection, protection of our loved ones and families and peers and our own offline friends. I want to shout out Davidson. You guys know that I cannot go in detail, but I want to continue to thank you for your love and support and prayers, because I have talked to you all about my inventions, a few of my invention ideas, and so I had to stop talking when I got into confidentiality talks with Davidson regarding one of my invention ideas, where it seemed like we're on the right track, and I want to thank you all for your prayers and support, okay? So hopefully, you know, I keep you updated, and then when we can spill the beans, we will spill the beans, and it might be with you walking into, you know, seeing my product, my invention idea somewhere. I'm just going to leave it like that, because I have to be careful what I say. So thank you again for your support and your love. And also shout out to New Show Studios, who I'm also in confidential talks with regarding a reality show of mine. So, you know, some of you probably be a part of that when the time comes. So that, and you want to be and you agree to be. So looking forward to that also. So thank you for your support on that too. So get it back to the studio and just shouting out the entire Blog Talk Radio community. It's just been a super, super blast broadcasting since March the 21st, 2011. Tomorrow morning we'll broadcast at 5:30. If you're in the area of Target in North Jackson, I-55 County Line Road, please come by PetSmart, because there will be a Carol No-Kill Animal Shelter event going on at PetSmart. You guys know I'm a volunteer for Carol, and I will be there along with other chair people and staff and volunteers and, of course, pets at the PetSmart event from 11 to 2. So if you're in the area, I know many of you will be out shopping and eating and just doing whatever you do on Saturday. So you animal lovers, come by and say hi and show some love and some support. So I'm going to check out the chat room because it's always a party going on in the chat room. Loving it. I was listening to a show from Orlando yesterday, and a hip-hop show from Winter Park, Florida. And before the host of the show could get in the chat room, his chat room was just packed. And I was just saying to myself, I know that feeling. It's such a fun thing. It's such a blessing. You know, because we're always having fun in the chat room. So if you don't have a listener profile account, you need to get one because we have fun in the chat room. But here's Dread Days, Protection.
protection. Make the right selection.
What's the word need?
Protection. Guidance and direction.
What will the word?
Protection. Make the right selection.
What's the word need?
Make the right selection. Dread Days. I've been talking and talking. I can't wait for the guys return to keep us updated on what's going on, especially this summer with their new music and their concert appearances. It's Casey Munchin, who was our guest just this past weekend. I cannot wait till his EP drops. Just cannot wait. But he's returning on September the 14th. And also to talk about Casey Comes Alive. I love his music. And then SeaWorld High Fashion. We should look for new music from SeaWorld High Fashion around Valentine's Day. So that is so awesome. Here's Know What Love Is. What's up, Casey Comes Alive and SeaWorld High Fashion. And Johnny Panic, his brother, Pensacola, Orlando, Florida. What's up, y'all? Love you. Thank you for your support.
Listen up.
Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada, I came from the water. Sea World high fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, gun stunt, so I just can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggae tone. Nine piece, eight balls, chirping on my cellophone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking telephone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. And now I'm feeling so tropical. Long hair, and it's coming out my follicle. Try me, it ain't logical. Rock too much, ice dog, I'm looking like a popsicle. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama.
Before that, that was also Dylan, but with his solo, that's his producer beat making persona, Casey Munchins, and Casey Comes Alive EP drops hopefully in August, the end of August for my birthday, or early September, and he will be returning. On September the 14th to talk with us and update us on Casey Comes Alive, and be sure not to miss it also. So, wow. So, I'm also talking to my friends in the chat room, so if you hear me pausing, that is why. And unbelievable, summer break is almost over. I cannot believe it. Some of you guys are going back to school, and summer break is over. I know you've been having a fun time, and we continue having a fun time. I mean, my birthday is August 11th. I know many of you will be going back before my birthday or the week after. When I was attending Jackson Public Schools, I could not have dreamt of being in school on my birthday. We used to go to, school didn't start until, Labor Day, after Labor Day, when I was going to Jackson Public Schools. I'm 44, but school usually started, right at Labor Day. So that's wild. So, but keep on and keep having fun and enjoying a summer. In respect to that, here's one of my favorite artists. You guys know how much I love this young person, and it's David J. School. Check out his music, Reverb Nation. Tweet him. He has an awesome YouTube channel. So this is the song School, and respect to school.
Yeah. Every day, 80 years from now, man, I'm still be cool.
I'm trying to graduate and get my paycheck. So school's the answer, they'll break my neck. Yo, life's a killer, but I gotta live it. So in order to live it, David J gotta kill it. Time to get to business, got a test tomorrow. Fast class, trying to pass, Mr. Lee, no follow. I'm an alien. I'm like, I speak the English, no complende, Canadian. Red dot on my forehead, but I am Indian. Disregard administration, cook up the bacon, yo. Essay in my English class. Like I said before, I'm trying to finish first, no less. All the nasty conversations giving my mind a rash. 8 o'clock p.m., I do my homework, gonna crash.
Not the Washington Post, the Middle East section. And this is a story I had seen before I started the live broadcast this morning on Morning Joe. And Morning Joe was like, okay. But Al-Qaeda tries to soften image of ice cream. That's what the headline reads in the Washington Post in the Middle East section. And I first heard about it when I was watching Morning Joe before the show. And Morning Joe was like, okay, your image, you know, stop all the killing, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm going to share this article because Al-Qaeda tries to solve an image for ice cream. And this is from Beirut. And it says that the Jovial Tug of War and Children's Ice Cream Eating Contest wouldn't look out of place at any town fair. But the family festivities in the battle-scarred Syrian city Aleppo had a surprising organizer, Al-Qaeda. You know Al-Qaeda, the media arm of the Islamic State of Iraq and 11, an Al-Qaeda affiliate, has been churning out videos featuring community gatherings in Syria during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Its group battles to win hearts and minds. It is a far cry from the organization's useful fare of video offerings, which includes public executions. The attempt to soften Islamic State's image. See, we're talking image, and image, you know, today's society, our viewpoints regarding today's society. And, you know, Pianki's in the chat room. He might, I know he, you know, we had a good convo last Friday, so he might chime in and talk with us, with the listeners and all regarding images. And this is a headline story right now regarding image. The attempt to soften Islamic State's image comes as it struggles to win support in the areas of Syria that are outside government control. Many residents view the group as a foreign force more concerned with imposing Islamic law than with fighting against President Bashar al-Assad and his allies. They are all aware that people out there on principle don't like lots of foreign fighters coming in to fight jihad in their country. They are aware they need to reassure people their presence is a negative, said Charles Lister, an analyst at IHS James Terrorism and Insurgency Center. Ramadan parties and ice cream eating competitions are one localized example of that. Whether they would be successful remains to be seen. It would depend on the other armed groups and how they portray them. Islamic State has rapidly risen to prominence in Syria since emerging in April. Analysts say the group, which includes established jihadist factions that now fight under a common banner, comprises of 2,500 to 3,000 men nationwide. It is most influential in Aleppo and its countryside to the north in Idlib and in Latakia. The group, however, is facing increasing isolation as others try to distance themselves from Islamic State's hardline tactics. In Aleppo, which has seen a year of horrific fighting, Islamic State has been working to expand its influence, but it was the target of protests this month after imposing a blockade on a key checkpoint that divides rebel-held and government territory. Anger built as the attempt to choke government-held areas of supplies prevented residents and food from passing through, causing severe shortages and increasing price at the beginning of Ramadan. Aleppo was already facing a massive humanitarian crisis, and the blockade only worsened conditions. Some rebels complained that headline-grabbing events, such as the recent assassination of a moderate rebel commander, which was blamed on Islamic State, have withered support for the opposition. Hardliner Islamic fighters have also harassed residents, but not adhering to strict Islamic codes. "They give us all of us a bad name," said Mohammed Fazou, a rebel from the Islamist Ansar al-Din Battalion in coastal Latakia province, where Islamic State has a significant presence. In the face of growing discontent, Islamic State efforts to improve its reputation have included Ramadan food distribution. Residents of Aleppo say copies of leaflets circulated by Islamic State in Azaz near the Turkish border describe Ramadan Quran reading competitions with daily cash prizes amounting to 10,000 Syrian pounds. That is the equivalent of $95. In many of the group's videos, a curly-haired Islamic State member who introduces himself as Abu Waqas from Tunisia entertains the crowd. In one, he does a glitter-covered eye mask as he describes his competitions and games. In another, filmed at an Aleppo event last week, he oversees two children racing to eat ice cream with their hands tied behind their backs. He also works the crowd at an Aleppo tug-of-war event. Three bearded middle-aged men for Team Islamic State of Iraq and Sham take on another for Jabhat al-Nusra, a closely linked rebel group that is designated a terrorist organization by the United States. Children later pile in both sides in of declaring victory. But the videos are also used to spread Islamic State's core message. In one, Abu Waqas explains Islamic State's reason for coming to Syria, to establish the laws of Allah. Who among you refuses the laws of Allah, he asks the crowd. No, of course not. We are all Muslims. Children shout, "God is great," as the speech turns deeply sectarian rhetoric, lambasting dirty shite. "We stopped them in Iraq, and now we've come for the new Syrian," he said, using a derogatory term for Alawites, the offshoot of shite Islam to which Assad belongs. Ahmed Ramadan contributed to this report. So that you know, when I was watching Morning Joe and they were talking about the different images of politicians nowadays, and talking about how Conan O'Brien's show last night mocked all politicians taking pictures, you know, of their private areas and just other different images that's going on in today's news. And then he mentioned this, and just so happened, as I'm like researching and looking at what's hot right now to talk about when it comes to images in today's society, you know, I run across this article like 3-4 times, and I'm like, well, this is what we're talking about today. So, you know, that Al Qaeda is trying to soften their image, isn't that something? You know, so I'm going to check out and see if anybody is on the chat line. If Bianchi, who is a friend of Blog Talk Radio, we love him here at blogtalkradio.com, Bianchi, and also, you know, I've been chatting in the chat room with my other friends in the chat room. We've been having a blast of a good time. So I just, you know, wanted to mention that. But that is something about politicians and their image. You all know I'm a political enthusiast, and I love, you know, even though I'm not a politician, I'm a political enthusiast, and I have been groomed since my youth that if the day ever comes that I want to go that route, to be prepared. And, you know, last year I had pondered running for city council here in my ward, but shout out to Never Prister, who is our new city councilor, and shout out to our new mayor, who is our former city council ward I reside in, Chokwe Lumumba. And, you know, we're appreciating you guys' support also. It's just amazing. And I talk about Pam Grier. She had she's a former candidate of Ward 3, the ward that I lived in when I was born, and still have a lot of friends and family. And that's a rather That is a ward that is filled with a lot of businesses also, businesses, private residences and all. So you guys, you know, I like to promote and plug friends and all that are doing spectacular good things out there. So I'm headed back to the chat room. I just want to see what's going on with my friends. Let's see. Pianki's talking about a lot in the chat room. Whoa. Is that chick down? Oh, okay. I was reading because they're writing a lot. I left for that little bit. Pianki is saying this is another example of Western power scheme to overthrow governments. Israel, the U.S., and her NATO posse causes all sorts of mayhem. Pianki goes to say, now these are words of my friend in the chat room who also calls the show often, Pianki. Obama supplying weapons to groups of terrorists who are hired to wage war against governments, while in the U.S. you have school closings, unemployment, unbearable student loans, and the like. And then my other friend across the pond, he agrees with Pianki and says, sad, and you are right, Pianki. So, wow, what are your thoughts? So we have this image, as what Pianki is saying, of one thing but doing another thing. That gives us a lot to think about, huh? Wow. You know, we have an image of representing one thing, and but yet doing something else. And that's kind of wild what Pianki says, supplying weapons to groups of terrorists who are hired to wage war against America. And that costs a lot of money. But then Pianki points out why in the U.S. we have school closings, unemployment, unbearable student loans, and the like. And that's expensive to be closing down and education and jobs, that's expensive. But it would be, you would think, it would be best to invest in the improvement of the U.S. and not supplying, allegedly supplying, I have to say that, supplying weapons to groups of terrorists who are hired to wage war against governments. But that is sad, that is sad. That's what we're talking about in the chat room. In regards to the images of today's society.
Thank you. live and direct in your face once again.
972, pray it up, 22.
Thank you. and I'm your roller coaster. She makes me change.
Swan, San Antonio, but doing his thing worldwide. We have an interesting conversation. The conversation continues regarding the subject of images of society, and my friends in the chat room here in the state and abroad. We're just, you know, talking about the relationships of different countries. And Pianchi also shared with me an article that I can't wait to read regarding funds for deficient Mississippi roads, bridges on a hard flat downward. DeltaFarmPress.com/government/funds-deficient-Mississippi. I want to get this, share this with you all so you guys can read this article too and share it with me. It just continues to, the conversation continues. Let's see. Because I'm in my chat room. Okay, here we go. Deficient-Mississippi-Roads-Bridges-Hard-Slide-Downward. But if you check out DeltaFarmPress.com and I'm sure search Mississippi Roads, you will see the article. Pianchi goes on to say that while the U.S. gives billions of money, dollars to Israel and Egypt, stories like this persist in America. And also my other friend across the pond, and then Pianchi goes to say that the Egyptian government is wanting to throw Morsi in jail. Remember, he was duly elected by over 50% of the population. And then our other friend across the pond says that all the experts said this was going to happen even before Morsi was elected. They sure did. And then Pianchi goes to say that the U.S. has been given at least $1.5 billion to Egypt yearly, of which at least $1.3 goes to the military, which then spends the money on U.S.-made arms. Oh, what a scam. And, you know, this all goes on the topic of image. And my other friend in the chat room says that welcome to how the world works, and not even mentioning that a war is more of a business target than anything else. And Pianchi goes on to talk about, and he shared that with us last week, how he had spent a lot of time in Egypt. And he said he spent 8 years in Egypt, from Cairo to northern Sudan, and Abu Simbel, going in and out of pyramids, temples, and tombs. I always wanted to go see the temples and all that, but I don't think it's good for tourism now, is it? And in regards to spending money on weapons, you know, I think America and Egypt has always been good alliances. And if money is going to be spent, why not on tourism, education, and commerce and e-commerce? And I tell the guys that, hey, good point. Somebody makes a lot of money, but look at the lives lost. It is sad. And a friend across the pond says that don't get your own troops involved. You know, let's see. It's a lot of talk going on in the chat room. Don't get your own troops involved. Just fund some inside revolutionists and let them kill each other. Happened in Libya, happened in Syria. And Pianchi goes on to say that France is another culprit, along with the UK, very demonic government. And, you know, I thought America and France have always been, you know, have pretty good alliances, just like, you know, the UK and the US. You know, we definitely love and support one another. And, you know, I mentioned to them how I always wanted to visit Egypt, and how a friend of mine had told me many years ago that he would take me to see the pyramids. And my second husband's mom, she had always wanted me to come visit her in Cairo. But that's wild. But Pianchi goes to say that there are African-American tour groups there as we speak. Yeah, I know. I remember that ministry group was held hostage like during the holiday season. Pianchi goes to say good alliance are partners in crime. Whoa, good point. I guess I need to take my rose-colored glasses off. Oh, yeah, and Pianchi's bringing up the point about the Zimmerman juror that they're going to show the interview in full this morning. I've been seeing portions of it on different talk shows about the juror. And so the link to some of you that want to catch it, the juror did, I saw where they asked the juror, do you think he got away with murder? And she was like, yes, he got away with murder, but he got away with murder, but you can't get away from God. She said she fought to the end, but you know that by law and the instructions they were given, they couldn't say he was guilty, you know. It was, you know, not guilty. And so, wow. So he got the website that Bianca is sharing is edition.cnn.com, Justice Bachelor Zimmerman, you know, juror. You can't miss it because that story is all over the place. And there's a local story here that's all over the place in Orlando. You know, a couple weeks ago, a young man was upset when he found out his father had been committing infidelity on the son's mother. And he punched the father, and the father fell and, you know, hit the ground and was injured to the point where his father died last week. He was a fireman here in Pearl. They was on vacation in Orlando. So the son, since his father died, the son is now, I think he's in jail for manslaughter. They upgraded when the father died because they had transported the father back to Jackson. I know like last Wednesday or Thursday, and he died like the following day. And he was well-respected in the Pearl community as a, you know, volunteer fireman. He'd been volunteer fireman for like 35 years, for a long time. But the son is in Orlando, and this morning I hear that one of Casey Anthony's attorneys is one of his attorneys now. So that's interesting. So I heard Tom Joyner talk about that story before the father passed away a couple weeks ago. So that's a story that's probably going to be getting more national attention also. But, you know, that's sad. Now his mom has lost her husband. And has now her son, in jail for killing her husband, his father, because he found that the father was committing infidelity. I mean, wow, there's some stuff going on. Here's Elder Barsh Jr. live, where we're having a nice conversation. I hope you guys don't mind me relaying the conversation to you from the chat room, because we're having a good time, and I'm relaying our conversation to you. Also, unless one of my friends in the chat room said, don't you say that on the air, I won't say it on the air. But, you know, we're talking, and we're talking about the images of society, the good, bad, and not so good. And there's some good images out there. And, like, we all deal with images. Most of us deal with rumors. And we have to, you know, I know some celebrities and some everyday people that I know, even myself included, some stuff that you ignore, but some stuff you just can't ignore because it affects your image. That's, you know, we talk about blackballing and blacklisting people. You know, that affects a person's image. It affects a person's work. It affects if a person keeps a job or gets a job, if a person starts a business or able to maintain their business. Image is important. Some people think image is not important. It's not everything, you know. Because the image is one thing, but you got to have substance, and you got to have stuff to back that image, too. You know, that's my thoughts, and we talk about image a lot here. So, and we're dealing with it every day in our own lives and dealing with the media. The media is, that's what drives the media, the image. The image, which and all of that. But here's Elder Barsh Jr. lies. Girls, you've been lying to me constantly. I advise for everything.
was a lie too. Start one way, end another.
You've been at it for a while. Let you walk, let you talk, damn it, let you smile.
I can't stay.
Don't know why I even tried. Sex was good, but we went in the bed all the time.
I wish you'd
leave me. I only spoke a little bit, miss me with all the little shit. Everything you're giving it. I don't like the feel of it. Oh, we had girl, you're killing it. I know how to deal with it.
Target
And if you're in the area, come by. You animal lovers, and show some love and support. Okay? Hats and T-shirts all will be on hand for you to purchase and show love and support. Thank you to Pianchi and my friend across the pond for chatting with me in the chat room, and those of you that listen through different forms of listening. Okay? But with that said, it's time to conclude the show. And also, there's been a limited release date set for the James Franco directed film based on the Will Faulkner book As I Lay Dying of September the 27th. Yay! Where was that film? Right here in the Jackson, Mississippi area, Canton area. You guys that are familiar with Time to Kill, that movie was made in Canton. And like the majority of the film, if I'm not mistaken, was made right here in Canton. You guys remember I was promoting and spreading the word regarding the casting and all that. So I'm really super excited about that. You know, we had the help, and we have a lot of independent films made here. In the late 90s, we were really on the ball with Time to Kill, Ghost of Mississippi, and a lot of other films being made. But we're on the ball now, and it's a lot of productions always happening in Louisiana and other surrounding states. In Mississippi, we're definitely doing our thing. Ward Emily is our executive director here at the Mississippi Film Commission. So they have a Facebook page, and they're on Twitter and all that. So you can keep in touch with Mississippi Film Commission. Visit filmmississippi.org. Also, and you can get much information and sign up to receive newsletters so you can stay and know what's going on and check out the production guide, those of you that are in production and acting and behind-the-scenes work and all that good stuff, okay? But again, thank you. This has been a fun show. Here's another one by Dread Days, Karen and Sharon, and then I'll conclude the program with Prince and Three Eyed Girl, Minstrel Cycle. So you guys know that's like my theme song for now. Big shout out to Mars Mills also. I love playing his song Round and Round, which he had given me the okay for playing for like more than a year ago. But here's Dread Days, Karen and Sharon, and thank you for networking with me. Also, you're amazing, and I really do appreciate your support as we continue to properly develop Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And what are you reading? We're going to be talking about that much. We'll probably talk about books and reading on tomorrow morning. Also, as we talk about films and music, we'll also talk about books also. Thank you, and have a blessed Friday. Happy weekend to you and yours. I seem to be experiencing technical difficulties. So, I might have to conclude the show. Sure wanted to play that song. Let's see. Okay, I'll try one more time. Well, I feel like I might have to conclude the show. Let me try to at least get print as a conclusion. I know. Karen and Sharon. After that discussion, definitely need to listen to Karen and Sharon, because Karen and Sharon is so important to all of you that do care and do share. God bless. And again, thank you for your love and support. You've been listening to Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So good. Prince and 3G. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my friends, loved ones, on and offline. David Harrison Levy of Beverly Hills, the Star Maker, known as the Star Maker. He's always inspiring those who really want to be superstars and those who just want to be that shining star in their lives, everyday lives. Thank you, David Harrison Levy. We all are always praying for you and supporting you. Thank you, Amy Jo Behrman, awesome casting director, my virtual acting coach. Thank you so much for your direction and all of that good stuff. And just, you know, my friends from my childhood and my new friends, new and old, I thank you and I appreciate you worldwide. You're super amazing. Again, congratulations to Prince William and Duchess Catherine regarding the birth of their funnel of joy, their royal joy, George Alexander Lewis also. You are super amazing, and thank you guys for your love and your continued support, constructive criticism, feedbacks, et cetera, okay? Thank you. And, of course, my attorney and friend, Jay Lucas of the Big D, thank you so much for being there when I thought I had no one. Thank you. God bless, and you guys are super amazing. This has been the Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True.